I'm Dave DeForest reporting a resignation in Greece. With a new bailout in hand, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has resigned, calling for an election on September 20th. The resignation of the leftist Mr. Tsipras came in the face of a revolt by lawmakers from his ruling Syriza party. They're angry that the government failed to live up to its promise to end the austerity measures put in place by international creditors. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, was sworn in for a third term Thursday. He took the oath of office in a surprise ceremony 6 days before the scheduled inauguration. No foreign heads of state attended the swearing-in at Burundi's National Assembly. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter says medical tests reveal he has melanoma, a form of cancer usually associated with the skin. Mr. Carter says the disease has spread from his liver to his brain.
I'll get my first radiation treatment for the melanoma in my brain this afternoon. And then I understand I'll have four treatments scheduled at 3-week intervals.
Mr. Carter described himself as surprisingly at ease upon receiving the bad news. The head of the UN Nuclear Agency is downplaying a media report that the recent Iran nuclear agreement will allow Iran to carry out its own nuclear inspections. The Associated Press reports that the draft version of a side agreement indicates Iran could use its own inspectors to investigate the Parchin military base south of Tehran. The Atomic Energy Agency director says the claim misrepresents the way the agency does its work. This is VOA News. Pakistan's foreign ministry is refusing to comment on reports the United States is blocking a foreign aid disbursement because Pakistan allegedly made insufficient headway fighting the Haqqani terrorist network. Ayesha Tanzim reports.
If the Obama administration does not certify to the U.S. Congress that Pakistan's military operations have significantly damaged the Haqqani network, it will hold up the next payment of coalition support funds. This is the money reimbursed to Pakistan for actions that helped the U.S. military in Afghanistan. Pakistan's Dawn newspaper reported Thursday the United States found Pakistan's operations against the Haqqanis inadequate. The U.S. embassy in Islamabad did not respond to requests for a comment on Thursday. Ayesha Tanzim, Islamabad.
Macedonia has declared a state of emergency and will send troops to its border with Greece to stop illegal migrants from pouring into the country. Around 2,000 migrants a day have been crossing into Macedonia from Greece. Nearly all of them are from Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria. In a move to cooperate more closely in tackling the migrant crisis, France and Britain have signed an agreement establishing a joint command center in the French port city of Calais, where thousands of illegals try to cross into Britain. Lisa Bryant has more.
London says it will increase manpower and funding in Calais to help French authorities grapple with a flood of migrants trying to cross the English Channel to Britain. French and British officers will run the new command center, and cameras, fencing, floodlights, and infrared detection will be increased substantially to deter migrants trying to cross, including those risking the dangerous journey through the Channel Tunnel. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
An Islamic State affiliated group is claiming responsibility for a large car bomb attack outside a state security building in Cairo Thursday. Dozens of people were wounded. United Nations officials are warning of a possible famine in Yemen, describing the scale of suffering in that country as incomprehensible. Meanwhile, officials say a bomb attack outside the governor's office in the Yemeni city of Aden has killed at least 4 people and wounded 10. Chinese officials say cyanide levels, more than 350 times the acceptable limit, have been found in waters close to the site of the recent Tianjin explosions. The city's environmental monitoring director told a news briefing that the city's drinking water is safe. Thai officials say this week's Bangkok bombing was likely planned by at least 10 people, including some foreigners. They say they do not believe it was carried out by an international terrorist group. A spokesman for the country's ruling military said Chinese people were not the direct target of the late Monday attack at the Erawan Shrine, which was popular with Chinese and other foreign tourists. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Coming up on